Thank you for being the fact check of the day. As we consider that, then why don't we? I really want to add some color before we break for lunch. For the time being, put that gender perspective in some. Shall leave it colorless together with the usual suspects of shall, should, and Afrophobia, and then come back later perhaps to see whether or not we can be able to completely green this except the usual suspects. Is that a way that we can proceed? Is that a lunchtime gift that you can gift yourselves? As you reflect on that, I think we shall do that. Do we have time for one more, I think? I think we can quickly read 4 and 5 very quickly. 16.4 and 5 states shall adopt all necessary measures to address specifically through policies and programs racism and racially motivated violence against women and girls of African descent to increase cooperation, policy responses, and effective implementation of national legislation and of their obligations under relevant international instruments and other protective and preventive measures aimed at the elimination of all forms of racially motivated discrimination and violence against women and girls, DDPA para 62. And states shall involve women, especially women of African descent, in decision-making at all levels while working towards eradication of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance to develop concrete measures to incorporate race and gender analysis in the implementation of all measures, particularly in the fields of employment, programs and services, and resource allocations. It comes from para 51. Usual standing caveats, shall, should, Afrophobia, anything else that we have missed? I'm now at 4. Yes, the European Union.